All right, yesterday we told you, of course, about an anticipated rates hike for properties in the city of Johannesburg. I said it was expected to be around 12% in terms of a rates hike, but that isn't quite the situation. The city of Johannesburg says rather, in fact, that 12% does not represent a rates hike, but rather an increase in the values of properties. It's all a bit intricate. To explain it to us is the municipal valuer at the city of Joburg, Pete Elof, who joins us now on the line. Pete, thank you so much for your time this morning. Will you please clarify exactly where I misunderstood that 12%?
Good morning, Bongani and your listeners. Yes, what the 12% means is we looked at, so the municipality must cause a valuation roll every 4 to 5 years to be done. So the city of Joburg, the previous valuation roll was done 5 years ago. We used the July 2017 was the market that we valued those properties. Now when we valued the general valuation roll that's going to be implemented on 1 July 23, we used the date July 2022 as the market. So there's 5 years between the two valuation rolls, the two markets that we use. And the 12% relates to the difference. If you take those properties if you take the properties at the market of 2017 and you take the properties at the market of 2023, and that shows an increase or a difference between the two values of 12%. So if you want to say the rates base was GV 2018, the rates base is going to be 2023, the difference between the values are 12%. That doesn't mean the rate's going to increase by 12%. The city, the valuation roll forms one part. It forms the rates base, but the city must still determine the tariffs they're going to link to the properties. There's various categories of property. Residential property and a business property are rated at a different tariff. So the city still needs to sit when they compile their budget to look at what tariffs will be applicable to obtain the budgets that's there. So a lot of work for the modeling people and our rates and taxes people to be done to relate the two. And I think that's the difference. The 12%, it shows an increase between two values over a period. And if we say 12% over 5 years, we talk less around about 2.5% per year, if you look at it in that sense. So The various categories also got their own types of increases if you compare residential with residential, business commercial with business and commercial. But it's over a five-year period. It's not an increase from 1 year to another year. So if we say the values of 2017, that's the valuation date, compared to the values of 2023, which we have a 22 valuation date, and that's the increase over those 5 years.
Appreciate that explanation. Pete Elof there, municipal valuer at the city of Joburg. And of course, the 2023 general valuation roll, you've got to be looking out for information in terms of a formal notification about any new values to your property. Be on the lookout for that one.